Hello.
Hi, this is Zena from Family First. Return your
Hi,
call.
this is Zahaya Ferguson. I've been having a bit issue with the clock in and clock out app, and I could retry to do it on the phone with you. I don't remember, I think her name was Veronica on the phone, and I don't think she was like really like catching on what I needed help with. But I wanted to I'm gonna try to see what it says before.
Okay, so we can try doing one clock in and out now. I'll reject it once you do it, just because this is a practice run, and then I'll tell you if it went. Okay.
No, so on the app, it's basically telling me like my patient, and it said no patients have been added. So I was wondering on y'all end, can y'all add it? But when I do put add patient, an expert admission ID, last name,
Yeah, let
and
me
then a
put the
date.
patient on. Hold on. Let me
Okay.
fix that. Okay. Are you in the app? Do you have your caregiver mobile ID?
Yes, I have the app now.
Okay. So give me one moment. I'm gonna look on my side to see if we have everything going. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I do see here that it looks like the mobile ID wasn't put into the system. So I'll tell you, once you're in the app, you should be able to find it by going on the top right corner, seeing those three dots over there and clicking them.
Wait, it's not, it's an activation code, I believe.
Yeah, it's the activation
Okay.
code.
Yes, I'm on it now.
Okay. 7-digit code. Once you have it, you can give it to me.
Oh no, I don't have a code. It's asking me for an activation code.
Oh, so that means that sign up wasn't fully completed yet. So you should, what does your screen say?
I'm about to swipe off and try to do it again because I completed everything on my end.
Okay.
Because the HAAX Exchange, I believe, is two websites. It's two of them. I got the
So
plus.
don't do the plus. The plus is for people who live in a different state. Do the regular
Okay.
one.
Well, with this one, it say pass, please enter a valid email or password. And if I press password and try to forget password, it's an unrecognized email. Please enter address. I'm about to delete the plus
So
one
the
now.
email that you should be using is first name, last name 1@gmail.com. Are you using that one?
Yeah, behind Ferguson1@gmail.com.
Yeah, so if it says it's not recognized, then it could be you never signed up. So try clicking sign up below.
When I say open app, it takes me to HHAE Exchange Plus.
So delete the HHA Exchange Plus app
I
and
did.
just, okay, and just keep the regular one, and then it'll ask you if you want to go to the Play Store to download it, and you'll click close.
I click closed off of
Yeah.
it. So should I go just go to the website then?
So you'll go to the app, not the website.
I'm on
And
the app, but the app, when I press sign up, it takes me to, it say if you're in Texas or Illinois, please download it. But I'm not. So I press close. Okay.
okay.
Now I
Okay.
see. Put my email and stuff.
Yeah, you'll put your email and then create a password, and then it'll send a temporary code to your email address.
One sec, I'm doing now. Okay, sign up. It says sign up successful. And then I should check my email. It say open it up. Okay, it didn't send me. I'm gonna log in on here one moment. Click the icon. It say mobile ID unavailable.
Okay, then you're going to go to the top three dots in the corner, and you'll fill out whatever information needs to be filled out. When you're done, on the bottom, you should see a button that says Create Profile.
Okay. Okay, so I screenshot that. It say my ID number is 5. Do I give that to you or no?
Can just tell it to me.
Okay, it's 525 7662.
Okay.
Okay, I press
Oh.
create.
All right. So now, let me just add that to your profile. And if you reload the page, it may take a minute. It should appear that you should be able to get into it.
I'm gonna swipe out and do it again. See how it goes. Okay. Okay, it's say today's schedule,
Okay.
5 to 11, and then it's a clock in and an X for my location.
Yep. Just gonna check to see if you're at the patient's address. So
Okay,
you'll go to unscheduled visits because you're not clocking in during your schedule now.
okay, wait, sir. Ooh. Unscheduled visit, patient not in a list, clock in. Okay, it says there may be an issue with this payment address. Please check with it. So basically, I try, okay, it says confirm and then clock out. Okay.
Okay, let me check to see if I got it now.
And then just ask me what did I do here, care, shampoo, meal preparation, housework, chore, management, finance.
You'll just select a few that you think you did. Yeah, I see it's over here. It looks good. So you did it
And then
correctly.
I never, oh wait, let me see if it clocked out GPS, confirm. And I'm gonna just do that. Okay, and then for like, say for instance, if I forgot to do it, or took too long, like I forgot to clock in on the app. How would it work with what you sent me yesterday? I'm trying to do it now. Scroll down to it now. The timesheet form. So with that, when it asks for direct care workers, so I put my name, then my grandmother name, my list. What was the Medicaid ID? Would I put my what I just gave you?
You'd put the patient's Medicaid ID. Let me text that to you. All
Okay.
right, yeah, that'll be her Medicaid IDs. And the rest of it, you have any other questions on it?
No, that was just my other concern
Okay.
because I want
Okay.
really to get in contact with you because I'm like I don't want to
Okay.
start the day and it's like, oh wow.
Yeah. Okay, so now that you have the clock in information, you should be able to clock in for today. And at 5, no, wait, yep, 5 p.m. And for yesterday, it looks like the authorization only came in for today. So yeah. Today will be work out for you to clock in, and let me just text you the Medicaid ID. So you can fill that in with a timesheet in case you need it.
Yes, you're gonna send it through email.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yep, you'll get that. And yeah, if you have any difficulties
I
clocking
would
in, I guess
definitely
we'll have to
call back.
follow up. Yeah, we'll call up follow up Monday because the office is closed over the weekend. But we'll definitely take care of it then. All right?
Wait, so like, and another thing. Wait, one more question. Sorry. I know that you said it was different methods. I know what some people that do, because I have friends that like work in home health aid also, and they call the clock in and out. Is that like, can you do
So
that also with this job or no?
it's just you just click the clock in and clock out button. There is that option, but the insurance, this specific insurance prefers that we don't use that method.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, you're
Thank you
welcome.
so much. Have a
Have a
nice
good
day.
one. Bye.